This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We trust one guy when it comes to telling us where the sharp money is going in Las Vegas. Big weekend in the NFL. And joining us on the Mick Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline, Vegas Runner. Vegas Runner, how are you today?
Never better. It feels like the calm before the storm as we approach AFC NFC championship games. And more importantly, 24 hours prior, the return of Conor McGregor at UFC 257. And a ton of volume the books are already seeing on that UFC card. And busy weekend for sure. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, especially with the Super Bowl numbers then going up immediately after these games. So, it's good times right now here in Vegas.
All right, Vegas Runner, I want to start with some NFL, but I do want to come back to Conor McGregor in just a moment. The Chiefs are a three-point favorite. You tell us all the time, one player never makes a tremendous difference when it comes to what a line is going to do. But if Patrick Mahomes were to be ruled out of this game, what would you anticipate that line being at kick?
Oh, Kansas City would be a dog, probably about a field goal dog. Yeah, I think the market would move at least, you know, zero. You know, you're going through zero, so it's a little bit different. I think you'd see close to a touchdown swing, which would make Buffalo about a three-point favorite going through zero, since it's at 3-115 for Kansas City right now. Yeah, I'd make Buffalo a three-point road favorite.
Vegas Runner, before we get into some of the NFL and where the sharp money's actually going, I asked you about UFC 257 that's coming up. You told us that the early money was going on Conor McGregor in this fight. Where does the money currently stand? Where is it trending as far as the sharps out there in Vegas?
Rest assured, the sharp money that got down on Conor McGregor already has a nice ticket in their pocket. I looked, I bet it and released it to my guys on November 17th is when I bet Conor McGregor at -205. I bet him at -190, -205, all the way up to -250. He's close to -300 now. I think you're going to start seeing Poirier money come in when the betting public gets to the window, because combat sports, unlike other sports, in main events, especially when one fighter's heavily favored over another by at least 2 or 3 to 1, you tend to get money on the underdog. Bettors want to put up a little money to win a lot, opposed to a little money, a lot of money to win a little. So they tend to root for the underdog, the Rocky story. We see it in boxing. We even see it with the UFC and mixed martial arts. So I think you're going to start to see Poirier money come in from the betting public, even though Conor McGregor is, you know, such a fan favorite. But the reason the sharp money came in early on McGregor is because, you know, this has just been the story of his career. Even though he's a guy that's got such a big name and so well known, he's only opened a -225 or greater favorite 2 times over his last 9 or 10 fights. So he's come out. The market has said he don't even have a 70% chance of win. The market concluded he's only got a 70% chance of winning his fight only 2 times when the odds maker opened it. The rest, they had it closer to 50-50 or 60-40, and he proved everyone wrong. And I just don't think he gets enough credit because of all his out-of-the-cage antics. It just sets up nicely for him. And I think that's why you saw the sharp money on McGregor. But rest assured, you'll start seeing Poirier money come in on the weekend because, number one, he's a much different fighter from that first time around. He's improved leaps and bounds. He's been a world champion since then. And getting someone like Poirier with that accomplished resume, and he's been a much busier fighter over the last 5 years, at greater than 2.5 to 1 on your money, it doesn't look like a bad bet. So I don't think the books are going to be exposed too much when this fight goes off, as they sit right now exposed, but kind of like the Super Bowl, where early after the first week, you hear all the Vegas books crying, oh, if Team B wins, we're going to get crushed. All the bettors are betting Team A. Well, of course, because everyone's seeing the line move in one direction. So if you like the other side, why would you take the bad number now? Meaning if you like the dog and you're seeing the favorite go from -1, -2, -3, why would you jump in? Sit back, see how high it gets. So you'll see two-way action as we head to fight night.
All right, I'm not asking you to do Dana White's marketing for him, but for sort of a fringe MMA fan like myself, Is this pay-per-view going to be worth it? I mean, I know a lot of times Conor is worth the price of admission, but I don't see a lot on this undercard that seems super intriguing.
Oh, from top to bottom. I gotta disagree there. I tell you, this is actually the first card. This will be the third card this year. And I haven't placed what I call a best bet yet till this card. I mean, yesterday's card where they had, the Chiesa Magni main event, the card last week. I just placed a couple position spots where I thought the number was wrong, but I didn't see anything that jumped off that got me excited. I think this card's loaded with betting opportunities, which isn't rare, because when you have such a high profile marquee fight, the bookmakers know this is the betting public. This is a Super Bowl type of market. So they're going to aim these lines more towards the casual better than myself. And already the MMA betting market is a lot softer. I mean, you compare it to the NFL market, it's not even close. It's so much weaker and softer. So I think that's why I see the value on a card like this, and I think there's some really good fights, honestly, from top to bottom. Some good names. I mean, even in the co-main event, to see is Chandler Legit, an ex-Bellator champion, and everyone's in love with Azeitar. He's undefeated, but Matt Frivola, the guy's been an underdog three straight fights, and he hasn't disappointed. Now he's an underdog again. So I think there's some intriguing matchups and some good fights for bettors and fans. And again, not trying to promote this card. It kind of does it itself with Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier as the main event. But this is the first one I've gotten really excited for 2021.
Our friend Vegas Runner.
Tell.
Yeah, that's why we asked
our friend. Yeah, absolutely. Our friend Vegas Runner joining us on the McUltra Organic Seltzer Hotline at Greek_Gambler there on Twitter. Before we get to the sharp picks out there in Vegas, what was the reaction? Patrick Mahomes, the uncertainty, still has not been cleared. He's passed all the steps, but still under concussion protocol when the sharps went to the window and started looking forward to the championship weekend we're going to get this Sunday.
Yeah, and I want to just disclaimer, because I know people bet a lot of times. I may share some information and they have an opinion and I may confirm that opinion. And I know people back that with money. So I like to, I tell you when I win, I tell you when I lose. And I've had a great NFL season, better than I expected. I don't go in expecting to hit over 60% on 300 plus bets. It's just not, I don't go in expecting that. But I had a great year. But I got crushed last week. Out of the four games, I only got one right. The Cleveland side plus the points. I got the other ones wrong, and even the totals. So, you know, I haven't done all that well. Coming into this week, so far I placed one bet, and it's on the Tampa Green Bay game if we get to that. But here's what I can tell you about Buffalo and Kansas City, what I like and what's happened. When the Mahomes injury, when he got knocked out of the game, and even though they advanced, you saw that line, which prior to him getting hit, the books out here in Vegas had already prepared. They were going to make Kansas City a 4-point favorite over the Buffalo Bills. You know how they put the line out before the game's almost, you know, right when it's over. With that hit happening, they brought that line down to pick 'em. When the game ended, that's where that line was at, pick 'em. You saw money come in Kansas City right away. It pushed it back up to where it should have been. Not as high as 4, but it stopped at 3 at that key number. And I think that's where everybody took a step back, and it's wait to see what happens to Mahomes. Because again, he's the key. They can't win without him, more or less, is at least what most sharp bettors think. And they're an underdog compared to being a favorite, which is a big difference. I like the Kansas City side myself. I haven't gotten to the window yet because I need to be convinced it wasn't a concussion. I got a feeling from what I've gathered that everyone's first conclusion may not have been correct. That now they're saying it may have been a nerve. It wasn't a concussion because he didn't even get hit in the head. But if it was a concussion, professional fighters I spoke to, trainers all said he should not be playing 7 days later. That if this was regular season, he probably wouldn't be playing. And if he gets hit again, if it was a concussion, his lights will go out a lot quicker. High probability of that. So if it was a concussion, I'd be afraid to bet Kansas City, even though I like that side. If he does play, then I'm hoping it wasn't. and it was a nerve, and I will get to the window, because I think you're just asking too much from the Buffalo Bills to now travel on the road, beat the defending Super Bowl champs with a quarterback who doesn't have playoff experience. I get it. They beat Baltimore last week, but let's not forget their offense scored only one offensive touchdown. They're one-dimensional. They can't run the football, so if you slow down that passing game, what do they do? And I just think Kansas City's experience at home is being overlooked, because this year, what do we talk about? Home field advantage don't matter. Home field advantage don't matter. Well, tell me Buffalo's home field advantage didn't matter for them last week. So this is playoff time. It's a little bit different, and I think that's not being factored into the line, so that's why I see value on the Kansas City side, and I think the total's too high. It opened at 50. It was as high as 56. Now it's down to 54. I think it's a lot closer to correct. I would still say it probably should be closer to 52, 53 at the most. So, again, I'm hoping the public bets that up so I could bet the under also. I haven't gotten to the window yet, but that's what I like on that game, the Kansas City side and the under. And it seems like sharp money hasn't disagreed with me, but I have seen some Buffalo plus 3.5 get picked off. And 3 is such a big number. Again, when the line's minus 2.5, 3 or 3.5, 1 out of 4 times it has landed on 3 since 2015. So it does matter when that number is near that 3 that you get the right side of that, because there's a high likelihood it'll land on it.
All right, Vegas Runner, finally, where else is the sharp money going? Maybe tonight in college basketball, tomorrow, or this weekend?
Tampa Bay plus 3.5, and that's why that line went down to 3. But now you're seeing it back to 3.5, which isn't surprising, because as the betting public gets to the window, even though it's Tom Brady with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers at home is going to get money. This is the first time what he's in the championship game at home. So the public's already coming in on the Green Bay side. Sharps were on Tampa. Public's on Green Bay. Both the public and the sharp money will go over in that game. So the books are going to be hoping for a lower scoring game. In college basketball, sharp money tonight, they went under 139. Wichita, Memphis. They took Weber State, money line and up to minus 2. Pepperdine at minus, money, same thing, money line up to minus 2. Portland State, money line up to minus 2. That's what they do to get more money down. If a game's like at minus 2, they'll bet them at minus 2 and bet the money line. Because again, limits are a lot lower, and the books aren't confident when it comes to college basketball and those type of sports. The wise guys really beat them up long term. And then, what else do I have? Oh, the UFC. You know, Conor McGregor, you know that. Michael Chandler in the co-main event at plus money, is definitely attracting, some sharp action. And this is chalky, man, but, Armin Sekurian, another UFC fight, that got a ton of steam. Where it sits now, not a lot of value. You may want to add it in some parlays. That's pretty much what's going on heading into the weekend.
All right, he is Vegas Runner, joins us every Thursday here on Three Man Front at 1:30 at Greek_Gambler there on Twitter. Vegas Runner, always appreciative. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoy the games.
Vegas Runner joining us, as all of our guests do, on the Make Ultra Organic Seltzer Hotline. With zero sugar, zero carbs, and only 80 calories, try cucumber, lime, peach, pear, or spicy pineapple.
This is Three Man Front.